Hi, Kathy. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi. Are you there?
Last I looked. Yep, there I am.
Good. All of a sudden I heard a click and I thought you were gone. All right. Yes, I'm calling about impetigo. My son has hidradenitis suppurativa, which is that chronic boil thing.
Yes.
I treat him all the time because he has autism and also Down syndrome and he can't treat himself.
Yes.
So somewhere in there, I got a bacteria myself. And I didn't recognize it for months. I thought I had just developed senior acne or something because I just have little spots that break out on my face, and I think I must have got it from him because he does get impetigo a lot. So I have been suffering from so-called senior acne since September, and I've been just throwing everything at it and keeping it under control. Well, then I got a scrape on my leg, broke out in tons of little blisters, and they opened an ooze, and I go, holy smokes, this is impetigo. That's what's on my face. I looked at them closer and thought, oh, my gosh, these pimples are impetigo. I've been living with this for 6 months or however long that is.
Mm-hmm.
So now what do I do? I've gone to a walk-in clinic yesterday. She gave me some ointment that didn't seem to do anything overnight, which she said it would. And she wants me to see my doctor and go on antibiotics.
That's usual.
And get tested for MRSA. I'm going to do all that. But in the meantime, all of a sudden, this stuff is bad.
Well, ma'am,
I was wondering if there's natural stuff I could throw at it.
There surely is, ma'am. For any skin infection, even when it gets deep into the skin and causes what's called cellulitis, there's a very simple thing to do that works most of the time. Now, we've all heard of nanoparticulate colloidal silver. All of the natural food stores have it. But this is not something we swallow. We buy a nice bottle of nanoparticulate colloidal silver. Just ask the health food store where it is on the shelf. It's a liquid. It's teeny, teeny, teeny silver particles. And we buy us some DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. Now, dimethyl sulfoxide...
Oh, yeah. I've heard you talk about that before.
That was proven by Dr. Stanley Jacob to take anything right through the skin and right through the tissues beneath the skin. And yes, it does get into the bloodstream. But the cool thing about nanoparticulate silver, ma'am, is you would have to use it. You really seriously would need to use it every day for many years. And then you could become a blue man in Las Vegas, because the worst it does to people is turn their skin kind of a dull blue after a few years of daily use. There was a guy who ran for governor in Montana, I think it was, who had been using silver that way all the time, and they called him the blue man.
I've read about that.
Other than that, ma'am, it kills germs like a son of a gun. I've worked with construction workers who whang themselves, unfortunately, a lot, and are getting cellulitis in the arm, usually, or the forearm. And they're told, oh, my goodness, you're going to have to go on antibiotics. And so what I ask them to try doing, and if it doesn't seem to be working after a few days, okay, you got to do something else, but usually it works, and that is the solution of nanoparticulate silver is 30%. Just get out one of your measuring cups, 30% nanoparticulate silver, and 70% of the DMSO, and this is the smelly DMSO, so yes, you are going to smell somewhat sulfurous after you put it on you, but that goes away.
Well, I've been putting garlic on, so I'm already
there
sulfur.
You go.
Okay,
so
DMSO
70%,
and
70% DMSO, 30% colloidal silver. Make sure you mix it in glass, because when you mix them together, they heat up. And if you've got it in plastic, you don't want to melt the plastic into the solution. So make sure it's a glass container or a stainless steel container. And once you've got that 70-30, okay, then you just start rubbing it in everywhere there's germs. Don't get it in your eyes, please. But rub it in everywhere there's germs. Do that several times a day. And what the construction workers I've worked with have told me, well, it just gradually takes away the infection.
Wonderful. Now, how about the ones that they just pop up like little pimples, and I got my face clear, it looks good at night, I wake up with three more, and then nuke them with this tea tree acne stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And they dry out
and
they go away, but more pop up, just like acne.
It is a germ, and those are coming from somewhere, but if you use the DMSO with a nanoparticulate silver, it permeates every place you put it on the skin, it permeates all the way into the tissues. And yes, you might have to keep it out of your eyes, all over your face once or twice. But things tend not to come back. I ask these folks who've had skin infections, or, again, the worst ones when I first see them, the cellulitis, does anything come back? And they say, no, it just gradually went away. But you have to put it on all the surfaces
wonderful.
Where you suspect something might happen, ma'am. And swallowing won't help near as much because it doesn't reach where the infection is. You got to get that DMSO to permeate the tissues with it.
Oh, my goodness. So my wheels are spinning here. Would this work for my kids? My son's chronic boils.
Very likely.
Had them for 15 years. Hydradenitis, you know what that is?
Yes, hydradenitis suppurativa, it's called. And it very likely would work for that, but it probably will take quite a bit of rubbing this stuff in, ma'am, because if he's had it for years.
Because he has autism and Down syndrome, and he's very severe, he will fight me. Anything
I'm
I
sorry.
Have to come at him with, you know, so.
I hear you.
All right. The ones he'll let me do, I'll do. All right. But
okay,
I'll do
ma'am.
That for myself, and
yep.
thank you.
You're welcome.